So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Well, it can't because it's dark outside. And I'm sharing that with you with my happy, positive, happy song because I've just been outside. It's freezing cold. We've gone below zero tonight. There was a full moon tonight and I wanted to go for a run and experience the full moon. So I did. Who cares what Rowie does? But I want to share this with you. I was thinking while I was out running, why is it that I have no challenge going to exercise multiple times throughout the day? So I get puffed for 10 seconds, four times an hour. That's my thing. I do four puffs an hour. So for 10 seconds, every 15 minutes, I get really puffed. I lift really heavy once, maybe twice a week. I'm constantly moving. I never sit down. I go hiking. I go biking. I work in my garden. I take my dogs. I'm constantly moving. Again, who cares? But I'm an old lady. Like, I'm a really old lady. If you're 20 or 30 or 40, even 50, Rowie's old. So how does somebody who's so old stay so fit and healthy and strong and wants to do it? Not have to do it, not forced to do it, not wish I didn't have to do it. I get excited to do it. In fact, I can't not do it. You've heard that expression, don't do it till you get it right, do it till you can't get it wrong. Well, I exercise not because I have to or because it's good for me or because I think it's a great idea. I do it because I can't not. It's just part of who I am. It's like, and I often share, if I had to choose between having a shower and exercising or brushing my teeth and exercising, I would still exercise because you can sweat when you exercise. Yes, you might be smelly, but the inside of your body would be healthy. If you don't brush your teeth would be dirty, but your skeleton or your teeth are part of your skeleton. So if you've got strong muscles pulling on your bones, so your bones are strong, you're much more likely to have healthy teeth, strong teeth. Now, I'm never not going to have a shower, and I'm always going to brush my teeth. But that's how important exercise is to me. Now, this is a really important question because, who cares what Rowie does? But how do we inspire and motivate people to want to be healthy, to want to be fit, and to want to be strong? Because if you're weak and if you're frail and if you're overweight, are you more likely to pick up germs, bugs, viruses, and diseases, be sick, be overweight, have all the challenges that inactivity brings into your life? And that's just not just physical, there's mental challenges as well. You can't have a healthy brain if you've got a weak, frail body. It's just not possible. Your body and brain work together. So if you've got a healthy, fit, strong body, you're more likely to have a healthy, fit, strong brain. And if you've got a healthy, fit, strong brain, you're more likely to have a healthy, fit, strong body. They all work together. So what if you had to exercise? What if it was compulsory? Now, it seems really silly to say that, except that if you lived in 2020, 21, 22, even 23, there was a medical intervention that if you didn't get it, there were a lot of things that you couldn't do. People will tell you they were forced to get that medical intervention so they could live their lives. Well, what if you were forced to exercise so you could live your life to the max? And to me, that's not just some silly statement. 100% effort into everything that you do, 100% performance, love what you see in the mirror, get the results that you want in everything that you do in your life. If there was an intervention that made that happen for you, and then I'll even add on to the end of that, if that intervention then helped prevent coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, most cancers, Alzheimer's, dementia, obesity, depression, if that intervention helped stop that. Because one of the big challenges in the world right now is the government spends the money, but the taxpayers give the money to the government and they spend an enormous amount of money on cure or trying to get people who are very, very sick, very weak, very frail, very diseased, better. And as all the medical professionals will tell us, unfortunately, at least 80%, so 80 out of 100 people that go to the doctor or go to the hospital shouldn't have to go. They did it to themselves. They're weak and frail and sick and diseased because they're not fit and strong. So what if we were forced? Now, I was never forced to exercise, but there was a couple of times in my life where I didn't have a choice. I went to boarding school for a little while and you had to get up in the morning and do exercise. There was no choice. The bell went, you had to get up, put your gear on, go to the exercise yard and exercise. This sounds a bit like jail. I'm not sure that I loved it at that time, but maybe that created something in me that formed a habit. My parents used to travel a lot when I was a little girl, and I remember them dropping me off at somebody's house. And they were away for 6 weeks, and at that house you had to get up in the morning, and there was no breakfast first, there was nothing, it was just get up and exercise with the whole family. So that's maybe, because that's been a part of my life all of my life, maybe that's a reason why it's become a part of my life. I would, as I'll share again, brush my teeth, have a shower, wear clothes, breathe air, exercise. They're all just as important as each other. But the big change in my life, the big epiphany moment, I was 10 years of age and my brother's girlfriend told me that I was fat. And it was correct, I was, because my father was a great cook and I used to eat too much food. And I didn't get upset about what she said to me. I didn't feel offended. I didn't get angry. I just went, well, I am fat. I better do something about it. And I started exercising the very next day. So at the age of 10, exercise became a part of my life every single day. I've never skipped a day, missed a day of exercise since the age of 10. It took till I was 13 for me to get up off the floor because I didn't know anything about how to exercise effectively. So I was just doing silly exercises on the floor that don't work and waste your time. But exercise became a habit. It became a disciplined part of my life. At 13, when I did my first stand up and get puffed exercise, I did a group exercise class to music. Now life changed and I got puffed and I got those endorphins rushing through my brain, and that's when I knew I was going to be an exercise professional for the rest of my life, and I wanted to inspire other people to feel as good as I did that day. So why am I sharing all of this with you? Because it's all very personal and who cares again what Rowie does. But what are you going to do? What do you need to do if you haven't already to make sure that exercise is the most important part of your life? Strong muscles, strong bones, an immune system that fights germs, bugs, viruses and diseases, a digestive system that works so it takes food from your mouth to your bum really quickly and gets rid of all the stuff that you don't need, a cardiovascular respiratory system that your heart and lungs work really effectively so you're less likely to get all those horrible diseases that affect the heart. And heart disease is one of the biggest killers in the world. Type 2 diabetes, which is that horrible disease where glucose molecules wreck the internal parts of your, I call them your hoses, so your veins, your arteries, your capillaries get wrecked because you've got too much sugar in your bloodstream. And we live in a world where we all eat a lot of sugar. You might not, but most people do eat a lot of sugar. But when you're healthy, fit and strong, your body can take the sugar out of your bloodstream and put it into your cell or into your brain. Your brain runs on glucose. So that those big sugar molecules aren't stuffing up your arteries to cause all the horrible things that come from cardiovascular disease, from broken hose disease. So that's coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, erectile dysfunction, blindness, amputation, all of those things that, and they tend to go with type 2 diabetes, but all of those things are my hoses are busted because I'm not looking after the inside of my body. Now, skeletal and muscular system, obviously strong muscles give you a fast metabolism. They allow you to do all the things that you want to do. They keep you strong mentally and physically. And then strong bones, your immune system's built inside your bones, but strong bones means you don't get osteoporosis. So if you want to be a healthy, fit, strong human being, you have to be fit, you have to be strong, you have to get puffed, you have to lift heavy, you have to exercise. I think we've made exercise too complicated, too long and too boring. It only has to be short. But if you don't do it, it won't work. If you don't use it, you lose it. So if you use it, you won't lose it. And I share that with myself every single day. I'm an old lady who's healthy, who's fit and who's strong. I want to stay that way for the rest of my life. How about you? What are you going to do to make sure that your body stays healthy, fit, strong, energetic, and you perform at your best for the rest of your life? Quality of life. Super duper doo. How are you? Quality. Living my life. Woo!